for a long time after you close the door behind you and your footsteps ceased echoing down the hall. I lay on the bed, watching the shadows on the ceiling and listening to the sober man. Playing his sad horn outside the window. It's the same Tokyo Spring I knew a year ago. Fewer strangers walk the dark streets now. And those that do have solitary ways, they go along their private rivers to their private beds, and I to mine, alone. Never needing the comradeship of strangers more. Spring. The moon above the water is white. I to my bed. You to yours. While the sober man plays his sad horn. Wandering into night. He leans against the bar and sings fantastic songs. The Marine named Carl, a long way from home and lonely like the rest of us. His brown eyes seek out the friendly ones, and he sings to them, while the big hip girl in the corner cries, though she can't understand the language. All this for a glass of beer, and anyone will tell you it's worth it. Private Spence has a problem. His eyes are lonelier than most, and people misinterpret his looks. I saw a big woman follow him home once, when that wasn't what he wanted at all. She struggled over chocolate cake, toying with an unfamiliar fork, looking into the lieutenant's eyes, who, but an hour ago, was only another stranger. Under the cruel light, her pale green dress and yellow beads seemed a little out of place. And as her fingers fumbled with the fork, she now and then would try to smile. The lieutenant's eyes were cold, devouring her as she devoured chocolate cake. In another place, another war ago, it had been the same. A walk through the rain to a small cafe with a big-eyed girl who never got to know his name. Lieutenant Paul Smith, Marine, son of a Boston lawyer. His mother played bridge in Westchester County. This is his first night on the Ginza. He dances well. His Japanese girl comes to his chin, and they move with easy motion on the dance floor. The motions will be quicker after dark. Everything's okay. The moth chases the flame. The bees still pollinate. The grass is green on spring mountains. The haze of the evening is soft blue. And Lieutenant Paul Smith waltzes endlessly with an oriental head against his shoulder. Long before we'd decided the fate of that wretched woman at the Prince Hotel and laughed into night, conjuring ways to upset her, I had thought of the possibility of falling in love with you, even after I knew there were others. I was determined not to. Not at this time. Not when I was going home, knowing there was anybody else who loved you. But as it happened, you turned to me in bed and smiled. And we were very warm. Rising and summer is dying. The swimmers come no longer to this beach, nor do the women with the long naked legs gather shells here anymore. Dark October is the ruler now, and the starfish washed upon the bank go unnoticed. A wind is rising and everyone goes home. Let us hitch a ride to Pohang before the sun goes down. The rice along the river is ankle high. Come with me along the river. Let April have its way. I know a tree beyond the bend ahead that drags its branches in the water. Beneath it there is yellow grass and colored stones. Come, hold my hand as out along the riverbank we go. Listen as the sun sinks low to all the things I never say in daylight. The cherry blossoms fall by morning and I'm bound away. Did I hear you call my name? Come with me along the river. Let us walk across the meadow where the river goes into the willows, beyond the bright green hills, over the old wood bridge and along the river. Let us make our way lighted by the lucent stars, sheltered by the warmness of the night in ourselves. Let us go along the river, being young, eating crimson apples, and being young.